down to counting 2013 in hours, folks. Winding down another year. Hi, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. Looking forward to finding that answer out today. Maybe it's the weather after a crazy weekend. Maybe it's just cold. Maybe it's the Vikings who fired Leslie Frazier. Maybe it's the roads and driving habits. We have folks from the North Dakota Highway Patrol join us later this hour taking your calls. A little trooper talk today. Always enjoy that. Next hour, the new head coach of the University of North Dakota football team, Kyle Bubba Schweiger. You want to fix a football team? You get a Zeeland, North Dakota native on the job. That's what the University of North Dakota is up to, and we'll talk with Bubba Schweiger, the pride of Zeeland. I wonder if they have one of those signs erected yet in Bubba's name outside Zeeland. They ought to, by golly. Anyway, we'll talk with him coming up on the program. In the meantime, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The one and only Todd Mitchell is riding shotgun with me today.
Hello.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Entirely too short, but, it was a good send-off for the Metrodome. I love the sign that was in the stands. Well, at least the Dome got a Super Bowl.
I don't get it. At least the Dome got a
Super Bowl. There was a Super Bowl played there. It wasn't the Vikings, necessarily, but...
I got that. Who played the... And how long ago was that?
Oh, my gosh. I was blinking and I missed it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Totally forgot about that.
Hey, going back a peg, why is he Bubba and not Kyle in North Dakota if he's a Zeeland boy?
I think that's the first question for him. We better just find out what this Bubba stuff's all about.
We're not in Alabama or Mississippi or something here. We're not in the South.
I've always known him as Bubba. But his name is Kyle, obviously, but Bubba's a... Does anybody actually name their child Bubba? That's always kind of a nickname.
Usually not in North Dakota, no. Or Minnesota or South Dakota. Usually not.
Yeah. I know another Bubba, but he's from Oklahoma. And that seems to sort of fit there. I don't know a lot of North Dakota Bubbas. So, it's a good question. I think we should put that first on our list.
So I just kept thinking, if he's from the South, that'd be one thing. But if he's a Zeeland boy...
He's a Zeeland boy through and through.
And maybe there's a perfectly... It's just not the norm here compared to the South, that's all.
I think we should have a shout-out for all the Bubbas in the audience. We want to try and analyze the geographical significance of where Bubbas come from.
It's Bubba Day!
It's Bubba Day.
Your name is Bubba, you go to the head of the line.
Aaron, you got that? Anybody with the name Bubba?
I think Aaron's last name should be Snurdly, because I think every call screener's name should be Snurdly.
Well, it's not a bad idea because Aaron is just much too sort of.
Aaron can be his first name, but it's got to be Aaron Snurdly.
Aaron Snurdly, okay, yeah.
No.
Aaron sounds much too nice, doesn't it? For Snurdly is kind of more snarly.
Yeah. Well, plus, everybody's already conditioned that Snurdly is the call screener, no matter what.
And by the way, Snurdly has dug up the fact that it was 1991 when the Metrodome hosted the Super Bowl.
I didn't know that. I was in the South cheering for the Twins and getting crucified by every Braves fan down there when the Twins won the World Series.
Think about that, though. What a year for the Dome in 91. You had obviously a World Series championship, and you had a Super Bowl. Pretty amazing.
It was a heck of a year.
Exactly right. Speaking of a heck of a year, how about this new survey? A new poll says 69% of Americans say 2013 was either a bad year or a very bad year. Only 3% called it a very good year. Now, that surprises me a little bit.
I love the survey that says that more people want a better year in 2014 than not. I mean, isn't that kind of obvious?
I would hope so, yeah. Come on.
How much did they pay for that survey? I could do the survey for half of that.
No kidding. Anyway, folks, do you spend much time looking back? And sort of hand-wringing over the year that was. I try not to, and I think the older I get, the less looking back I do, because it's pointless, right? I mean, it's gone, it's over, and yesterday is gone. Tomorrow's not yours. Just sort of put the blinders on and make today a good day.
You can't change what already happened.
Exactly. So,
of course, what I went through earlier this year, losing a fiancé to cancer and stuff, so obviously there's about 7 months of my life I'd like to just... wipe right off the map, but even so, even if you had a great year, still going to look forward and do what you can do to make 2014 and I guess the rest of 2013, if you think you can do something in the next day and a half, make it better in any way you can. But, yeah, you can't change what happened, whether it was great or not.
Well, let us know what you think. If you tend to look back, go ahead, look back a little bit, and was 2013 a very bad year or a bad year like 69% of Americans think? I don't know what the mindset would be, if that's a reflection of the economy.
Try to take your Viking helmet off when you answer that question, too.
Everywhere else in America doesn't have the economy we do, so is that a product of the economy? Is that the political funk some folks are in? I don't know. You tell us. Speaking of the Vikings, Leslie Frazier gets the boot as the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings amid the glowing comments from Ziggy Wilf, the owner, talking about how he turned the team around and the positive culture and... Boy, what do they say about you when you're bad? I'd like, hey, you're fired, but hey, we have great respect for you. We appreciate you. You're fired, by the way. But boy, you stepped in. You established a strong, positive culture. So get out of here. You're fired. And you've been a consummate professional. Did I mention you're fired? So I don't know. It was kind of, I guess.
Plenty of coordinators who are great coordinators become not so great head coaches and then go back to being pretty decent coordinators. Josh McDaniel, for example. Wade Phillips. So you never know. Leslie Frazier could end up being a defensive coordinator for somebody and do a phenomenal job, and many people may forget all about this whole Vikings stint. Who knows?
You got to win is the bottom line, right? And the Vikes were 5-10-1 and lost four of those games despite leads late in the fourth quarter. There was the whole quarterback controversy, a lot of indecisiveness. So this is just really a product of, look, a win, right? I mean, that's why
he still wasn't Les Steckel anyway.
Oh, there's a name for the bastard. Give me a sign of the pain.
No matter
side.
How bad you might think 2013 was, it still was better than the Les Steckel era.
I got an idea. Bring back Jerry Grant. Should we? No, not Jerry Grant.
Jerry Burns?
Jerry Burns, thank you. I'm mixing
up. Bud Grant was up in the skybox there. I think we bring Bud back.
Yeah, well, Bud's the
one. They're going to be playing outdoors anyway.
I still remember interviewing Bud Grant on the radio, telling me how great Brad Childress was going to be. So I've sort of lost my respect for Bud Grant's ability to pick the best coach, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's true, but...
Childress, oh my gosh.
Still.
But now Jerry Burns I do want back. I mean, the idea of having Burgess Meredith on the sidelines just warms my heart. I love that guy. I love him.
Is Grumpy Old Men 4.
Oh, nothing better. Anyway, Leslie Frazier's out as the Vikes coach. The Vikes have played their last game in the Metrodome. Do you have a favorite Metrodome memory? Do you agree Leslie Frazier should have been fired? And how was 2013 for you? Let us know. Those are a few things we're going to talk about. Trooper Talk, bottom of the hour. Next hour, Kyle Bubba Schweigert, new coach of the University of North Dakota football team. That's our lineup on What's on Your Mind. Now we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It's not a Bubba. We're waiting to put Bubbas to the front of the line, but we do have a Brad that wants to weigh in. Brad, what do you think about the Leslie Frazier decision?
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, 2013, good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. 2014 is going to be great. But as far as the whole coaching thing and the Metrodome, my memory of the Metrodome is when I was about, must have been 13, 14 years old, I had the opportunity to go down there right around 1991. May have been 92, I don't remember for sure, but I got to meet Gary Gaetti and shake his hand, and I thought that was pretty cool. I met Kirby Puckett, and, I didn't meet him and hang out with him, but, got to see them there. And one of the things as far as the coaching goes, I think Minnesota really dropped the ball. They had opportunity to get a great coach. If they'd have fired Leslie Frazier about 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, they could have maybe got Craig Bohl before he took off to Wyoming.
Wow. Bowl ready for the NFL?
I think, honestly, I think he could have. I really, and I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek because you don't kind of make that jump, but, man, I think Craig Bohl could do a great job as a head coach of the Vikings. You've got guys like Adrian Peterson, and you've got some good players. I think he's got a team to work with, and you get some good leadership. John Maxwell says everything rises and falls on leadership. You get some good leadership, man, I think Craig Bohl could do it. I really do.
If you ever watch Craig Bohl, if you ever watch Craig Bohl on the sidelines, though, Craig Bohl doesn't really coach. He lets his coaches coach. Where I think Craig Bohl's greatest asset is in the living room of great athletes, great high school athletes. And I don't know how you use that asset as a pro coach, right?
Good
because
point.
You're not recruiting, and I think
You know, so I don't know. I'm not dissing his coaching abilities because obviously the guy's going to contend for his third national championship in less than a week here. He's got something going on there, but I think his best asset you really couldn't use at the NFL.
I think it's more just the idea, the general idea of leadership. If he could put together the same kind of staff at the Vikings as he did at NDSU, and like you say, let his coach, and simply be a leader for the team, I think he could do it.
All right, we'll see if others agree with you. Brad, thanks for the call. Do you agree with him, Todd? I'll take that as a no.
Sorry, I got a little distracted here.
Might be a little bit of a push.
We're screwing.
Anyway,
we're...
Bubba's go to the front of the line. We'll continue, folks.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Megan is on the line from the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. You're the new manager. Welcome, Megan. How's it going?
Thank you. Very good.
Well, wonderful. I understand you're a small-town farm girl from Pine City, Minnesota. How do you love the Bakken?
I love it. I love it here in Stanley. This is my home.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about those new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash.
We're currently open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. To promote our extended hours, we're currently offering a 10% discount from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Sounds like a great deal. It's cold outside, but that's a good reason to get in, right?
Absolutely. We are still washing. Even though it's cold out, we can have a good de-icing service that we can provide. Blast that ice right off, get the mud off. We've got the new demudding system that'll just blast everything right off.
Two heated indoor bays. Folks, this is fantastic. And fleet owners, great deal. So check out all the advantages of working with the North Dakota Truck Wash. Just give Megan a call. What number can folks reach you at, Megan?
We're at 701-628-1550.
Right behind the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
That tune, Todd Mitchell. Stray Cats.
I was going to say, Rock This Town. Ugh. Come on,
rock
man.
Rock This Town.
That was my freshman year of college, man. I'm never going to forget that.
Lost the title. I did remember
rock
Stray
this
Cats.
Rock This Town.
All right, perfect.
Rock This Town, rock it inside out. I didn't say I could sing it on key or anything.
I'm not sure I'm ready to give up Christmas music yet.
We have to give up Christmas music. Now, that said, it's still the holiday season. We can still play Let It Snow for another couple of months, but we can't be rocking around the Christmas tree because half everybody's starting to take them down.
Yeah, we started last night, actually. The ornaments came down, the lights came down, the tree's still up, but that's the project for tonight since the needles are falling everywhere. But I hate to see it go so quick. I'd like to.
Well, I do too.
We'll sprinkle in a little of the holiday cheer here because it's still the Christmas season.
If you pick the right ones, it still works. You just can't pick the, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We're looking a lot like Christmas, and we're past Christmas.
By the way, all Bubba's go to the front of the line today because we're chatting with Kyle Bubba Schweigert, the new head coach for the University of North Dakota football team next hour. So we want to just get behind the whole Bubba thing. And find out whether that's a regional thing? Is that a South thing? Is that, is Bubba universal across all 50 states? We need to know. 800-228-0550. Mark and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Good morning.
What's cooking? Besides, what's on everybody's mind to have fun? And I was just calling back to see if there's anyone to challenge you for a free ride, offer someone a free ride. There is an organizer, we'd be able to have a pretty good sized pot if everyone only put in a dollar. But that's my idea. And I only wanted to say it again, in case I don't re-answer my phone if I get busy. Have a great day.
Say Mark. Oh, Mark left. I'll just try and briefly explain the idea because I'm sure many in the audience are scratching their head. And Mark had called a different program earlier. And his idea is to have sort of a organized carpool setup, where if you need a ride, you have a place to go to say, I need a ride, and that, I need to go to the mall today, and that folks, save a buck or two by carpooling, and also, maybe have an opportunity to interact with folks. So even if you can drive and go there yourself, this would give you the opportunity to converse with somebody else. So it was an idea Mark had, and that's what he's throwing out there. So it's actually a very unique idea, I think. To say, why not save the time? It's just kind of not a very North Dakota, Northern Plains kind of thing to do, right? If we got to go to the store, we go to the store. But in the metropolitan cities, especially folks that, work in the suburbs, maybe we're working the metro but live in the suburbs, carpool with a bunch of folks in, it's more of a big city kind of thing to do, but it's an idea worth considering. So appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-250. 701-258-0550, rather. With that big caddy of yours, Todd, I think that you want to think about maybe carpooling. You pick some people up from...
Whatever.
I
am actually thinking about trading it in for the bigger one, because I've got a CTS, but there's an XTS, which is a little bit bigger.
You're moving on up the caddy ladder.
Well, sure, why not? Thinking about it.
That's a beautiful...
Well, I like the one I got, but...
You better get a plug-in for where you got it, too.
Well, plus the other thing, too, is, if I get that newer XTS, it's got heated seats in the rear as well.
So for your fellow carpoolers, they would have a warm cush.
Right. Because what good is it to have my seat warm if they're all complaining about how cold they are? But if I can make them warm, everybody's happy.
You know what I got for Christmas?
What'd you get for Christmas?
My best present? Sea heat.
You got what?
I got seat heat.
Seat heat.
Yeah, it's one of those where you plug into your cigarette lighter that you put over the seat that
really?
Sort of like a poor man's seat heat. Yeah. Not like your caddy seat heat.
Are you the guy that has the under the dash 8-track back in the 70s, too, instead of the in-dash?
Darn one. Right, yeah. So I don't drive a caddy. I drive a Ford, I got a Ford Taurus, and Todd, of course, being the big man on campus, he has the beautiful caddy.
And your car is newer than my car. Don't give me that big man on campus stuff.
And but it doesn't have seat heat until now.
Oh, my gosh.
But Santa brought me seat heat, so I now...
You have plenty of seat heat to begin with, but that's a whole different discussion.
I did find out you shouldn't leave the seat heat plugged into the cigarette lighter when you get out of the car, though, or it's called a dead battery. And that's already happened.
True. So. You should have one of those lighters that go off and then a remote starter so that when you start it, it starts heating it up. And then by the time you're there, it's warm.
Oh, that is so, totally unfair. That's why America's going soft, because there's not only car starters, there's also car starters where your seat is heated by the time you get in there.
Well, somewhere there the older man in me is going, I used to have to crank the front of the Model T when it was 30 below out. And I didn't complain. Okay.
That's what I tell my kids. Henry Ford didn't have seat heat. He did okay. Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Save us, Karen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes. You just gave new meaning to the term being on the hot seat.
Okay. There you go. Exactly right. Yeah, yeah. Very good, Karen. Very good.
And speaking of that, of course, the Vikings had to fire Leslie Frazier. I'm glad they waited till the last minute to do it because I'm one of those who just am sorry that it had to happen.
Well, what about the theory that by waiting to the last minute, now they have a smaller pool to choose a new coach from? You're not worried about that, are you?
They must have felt that whether they fired Leslie 3 weeks ago or now, that they had enough to choose from.
Sure. Good point, Karen. Thank you for the call, by the way. 800-228-0550. Facebook question is up. If you were the owner of the Minnesota Vikings, would you have fired head coach Leslie Frazier? Charles says, yes. I've never seen more inept decisions made when games were on the line. Ryan says change was needed. Frazier's a great guy, but it's a performance-based business, and the results weren't there. He'll catch on somewhere as a defensive coordinator. Dan says, yes. If you had an account executive who lost 60% of your clients or a truck driver lost 60% of his loads, would you have waited that long?
Bill, true.
Pretty good analogy, yeah. Bill,
do the Vikings have a guy in mind already, do you think?
I don't know. Bill says, let's start a rumor that Bowles talking with the Vikes. So another Craig Bowl for coach of the Vikings move there. Is Craig Bowl ready for the NFL? I think that's a little bit of a jump.
You bring up an excellent point. His recruiting skills would be totally lost.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I've seen I saw that with Dean Blaze. Dean Blaze coached the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux for a lot of years. Goes to the pros, and he had some time with Olympic programs as well. And you know, Dean's a great guy. I don't want to say this in a way that would reflect negatively on him, but Dean coached with fear, basically, right? I mean, you didn't want to disappoint Dean Blaze. So number one, he was a great recruiter, and then once he got you there, he just built your mental toughness, right? And you did not want to disappoint him. You did not want to screw up. That was the power. Well, guess what? The pros? Up yours. I got a contract, right? I mean, it's a totally different deal. You don't have the same ability to motivate the players. So I'm not so sure that the skill set of a college coach would transfer. But anyway, we're going to do a little trooper talk when we come back. Any questions you have about the rules of the road? 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure. naturally, how would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looks like Leslie Frazier wasn't the only guy to get the boot. Tough day in the NFL over the last 24 hours. Shanahan is out for the Redskins. Chudzinski, is that how you say the Browns coach's name? He got the boot.
Last night, as a matter of fact, and there's a lot of speculation that they've already got a guy in mind, but of course they'll always deny that, right?
But they have somebody in mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, the plan.
They'll never admit that.
Craig Bull, for coach of the Vikings. That'd just really mess up those Cowboys something fierce, wouldn't it? Sure, you try and screw up that Bison playoff run. We'll get you. Yeah.
Well, I suppose if you want to be really bitter, you could start e-bombing Wyoming websites and saying, hey, I hear Bull's already leaving Wyoming.
There you go. There are a lot of rumors swirling about how many assistants will be leaving with them. The latest I've heard is four now, but the new controversy is that recruits that the Bison were actively seeking for the Bison are now being recruited to Wyoming. In other words, they haven't committed yet because there's a rule that says you cannot go after players that have already committed. But those that are uncommitted, there's a kind of a war between the Bison coaches that are remaining and the Bison coaches that are leaving. So this is getting a little testy, and that amid a run-up, of course, to a quest for a three-peat. We should mention we'll be broadcasting live from Frisco, Texas, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to follow the quest for a three-peat for the Bison. So looking forward to that as well. All right, well, it's time for some Trooper Talk. One of our favorite opportunities here on What's On Your Mind is to chat with folks from the North Dakota Highway Patrol and answer your questions. There's no shortage of wisdom in the What's On Your Mind audience, and we always appreciate the things you see out there on the roadways. A lot, especially in the winter months, a lot of time devoted on this program to people calling in saying, gosh, I wish truckers would do that, or if people would only do this, you know, things would be so much better. And so we get some great input, and that's why we always appreciate having the folks from the North Dakota Highway Patrol on to talk about not only keeping us honest as motorists cruising the highways, but also giving you the opportunity to interact with your highway patrol. And Sergeant Tom Iverson from the North Dakota Highway Patrol is here. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Sergeant Merry Iverson. Christmas to you.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Is it Christmas time, you know, one of those occasions that like the folks at the hospital or like the folks that make things run behind the scenes, you've got to, did you guys get any kind of break of the holidays or is it busier than ever for highway patrolmen?
You know what, we do try to get, you know, the majority of our troopers out there on the road working these holidays. It is busy time, and we need to be out working when the majority of the motorists out there are out traveling on our road. So it is kind of something that, I guess, maybe take a little bit of pride in, that we work over those holidays, and we try to keep people safe out there.
Do you do shorter shifts or anything for, you know, the actual Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, just to be able to give troopers time with family, too?
Yeah, troopers, they're pretty flexible on working on your shifts. We can back them down a little bit, but for the most part, we stick to the, you know, the straight 8 hours working on these holidays, and also have to keep in mind that the troopers have family at home, too, that they need to spend time with.
I know sometimes at healthcare facilities, they'll get a holiday little kicker, you know, something a little extra if they're working. Do you compensate troopers differently when they work on the holidays?
Yes, we do. We have our 10 state-paid holidays, and then if you by chance are working on that holiday, you'll get a day and a half back in return.
All right. That's a good way to take care of the folks that are out there on the front lines, knowing that, you know, when folks are traveling, you got to be out there. So that's good to know. By the way, if you have questions or comments for Sergeant Iverson, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. It seems like, I don't know, maybe every year it seems like this to you, but it seems like we've had our unfair share of, you know, weather moments on the highways so far this year. How would you assess 2013 from the standpoint of maneuvering the roadways this year, Sergeant?
You know what? We have had quite a difficult year here already with as far as icy roadways. It does happen every year, though. We're North Dakota weather. If we get a year where it's not a whole lot of snow and our plows are not out there very often, it's you know, that's pretty much a miracle. But you know, we bank on it happening, and we adjust to it, and we're used to the weather out there. But it always does sneak up on you every year, and you know, to the motorists out there that are driving it, you know, sometimes having little friendly reminders like this to, you know, buckle up, slow down, take your cruise control off. Those are always things that can help. You know, a lot of them are common sense things, but friendly reminder doesn't hurt once in a while either.
Cruise control is probably the single biggest factor, you know, when roads are intermittently icy that cause accidents, I would imagine. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Yeah, it can lead to a high degree of some of our crashes. You never want to have your cruise control on when you're operating on the icy roadways. In fact, just bank on not using it all winter. You never know when a spot in the road can be a little icy. It can sneak up on you. But, you know, your excessive speed, driving in the winter is not at all the same as driving in the summer. Your brakes are affected. If you have poor tires on your vehicle, that can also be devastating also. But your speed is the biggest thing.
So your recommendation literally in the winter months is more often than not avoid using cruise control at all?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm sure you have a long list when you guys compare notes of the excuses that are given for speeding. But I have to tell you, when I do not use cruise control is when I can run, you know, crosswise with the law the most often on the speed limits. Do you ever hear that? Oh, I didn't have my cruise on and it just got away from me. All of a sudden I'm going 90. Do you hear that ever?
Yeah, you know, definitely. That, you know, that is actually a pretty good excuse. That does happen. It's something that we need to, you know, need to take into account when we're making enforcement action on a driver. You know, maybe they are used to driving with cruise control and they took it off for a little bit and speed kind of got a little bit away from them. Those things do kind of happen and we have to kind of use a little discretion and feel through things there ultimately.
So you're telling me that that isn't a sort of roll your eyes moment when you hear that one? You actually take that under consideration?
You know what? I do. Maybe if you're hearing it day in and day out, you do roll your eyes a little bit, but it is something. It's a plausible explanation.
I'm glad to hear that. John, I have a legitimate excuse. And I guess if you looked at my record, you'd see the speeding is rare.
You know, yes.
I'm thinking at most maybe a speeding ticket a year. And I'm trying to even remember the last one I had. It's rare. But I'm saying, in other words, if I gave Sergeant Iverson that excuse, you know, 3-4 times a year, then he would be, you know.
Yeah, you'd start wearing out that excuse a little bit at that point.
You'd go in there and say, hey, okay, how many speedings are there here? Whatever. So you think one a year is too many? I'm saying on average, I probably, if you look at the last 10 years, had one a year at most.
Yeah, that's, boy, I would say that's not real rare.
Wow, I'm glad to know I'm in the rare because I've had 3 in 33 years.
Wow.
And my dad thinks I've had way too many tickets.
You have any kind of like special blue ribbon that you could give Todd there, Sergeant Iverson?
Well, I don't know, but one a year isn't rare. I mean, you put on a lot of miles, but...
I would say about average. I don't know. I have to go back and look. Mike in Dickinson has a question for our guest, Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol with us today. It's Trooper Talk, 800-228-0550 with your questions. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
a couple quick questions for you. First one is window tinting laws. Does North Dakota still have a window tinting law?
Yes, we do. On passenger vehicles, 50% tint is allowed on the front side windows. Any window behind the driver's compartment of the vehicle can be as dark as you want, provided you do have your outside mirrors. So your front two side windows need to be 50%, and your front windshield needs to allow 70% of light through, so you can have 30% tint on it. Commercial motor vehicles cannot have any tint.
Oh, yeah, I travel all over out here in western North Dakota, and I see a lot of, you know, first it was, you know, the out-of-state guys coming in. Of course, you know, I've had the instance where we bought vehicles that have had tinted windows, or you would like to do it, you know, and then you get pulled over and get it, you have to take them off. Now, I've heard, too, that city police will not pull over for that, only highway patrols. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but...
No, I guess I've not necessarily heard of that. Typically, all law enforcement will enforce that law. It's quite frequently an enforced law that we do.
Do you get out your tint meter checker? How the heck do you determine what's 50% tint?
Yeah, believe it or not, we do have a tint meter in our vehicles. So you slip it over the top of the window, and it gives you a reading that shows you the amount of light that is traveling through that window.
Generally, to go to Mike's point, if someone has, their front windows tinted, you know, the driver's side and passenger in the front tinted, I would think they're up to no good. I mean, is there a positive reason for having your tint above 50% on the driver's side?
Well, I guess, you know, a lot of people use it for sun reasons and glare reasons. And then also an aesthetic reason of making it look, edgy or whatever. But it is a safety concern for law enforcement when you're approaching a vehicle and the windows are all dark and you cannot see inside of the vehicle. You never know what's in that vehicle when you're making random stops on a vehicle. You know, somebody could possibly pull a gun or a weapon in the vehicle. So that's some of the reasons as far as safety concerns.
Got it. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you. Cannon Dickinson, got a minute for your question here. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment on that one ticket a year. That's just like saying Christmas is rare, because it only comes once a year. That's all I wanted to say. Y'all guys have a good day.
So you're with Todd on this one, that I'm maybe you shouldn't be bragging about that. Maybe it hasn't, I don't know. I got to go back and look. I probably haven't had 10 in 10 years, is what I'm saying. It's a rare occasion.
We can throw that one open to callers, too. Everybody that calls with a question, we can ask them.
Is one a year rare, yeah. And you're saying, Sergeant Iverson, you would call that rare? I mean, would that be like, you know?
No, I would say that is above average.
I'm more naughty than nice, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Nice try, Scott.
I know. All right. Sounds good. So Todd has given us the bar to you know, go to, and I'm obviously one to...
About one every 11 years. Am I okay there?
A little room for improvement there. All right, quick break. Back with more Trooper Talk. Sergeant Tom Iverson of North Dakota Highway Patrol takes your calls. 800-228-0550. This is what's on your mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay anytime between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's ice cream, social cookie decorating, bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides in the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment at the 502 restaurant, and a big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. Get KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Dean Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell here today in for Mr. Steve Bakken, and we're chatting with Sergeant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, taking your calls about care on the road. It's our Trooper Talk, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Kyle Bubba Schweiger, the new head football coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, will join us next hour, bottom of the hour. Todd's first question for him is, how is a guy from North Dakota get a name like Bubba? And we've decided to we'll put all Bubbas to the front of the line today, whether you're calling for Trooper Talk or anything else. It's Bubba Day today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. During the break, Sergeant Iverson, I thought it best to pivot and talk about something that I actually do well as a motorist in North Dakota. I always buckle up. Always. 99.9% of the time I buckle up. Am I in the, in the majority? Since I was in the minority on the speeding once a year, do the majority of motorists buckle up?
Yes, they do. Our compliance rate is increasing year by year. I think that's just due to, maybe the educational efforts that are out there, the enforcement efforts that we do. And it's just pure common sense to wear your seatbelt. If somebody is going to argue that they're safer without it on, I mean, I won't even have that argument. I don't have the time of day to even discuss such a thing. But it is interesting to note, though, that 54% of our fatal crashes this year, they're not wearing their seatbelts. That is a very large number. Over half of our fatal crashes not wearing a seatbelt. Those are definitely things that are preventable. Somebody maybe crossing a center line, having a mental error when driving, those things that do kind of happen sometimes. Ultimately, they are, you know, committing a violation when they do make those mistakes. But as far as drinking, driving, and not wearing a seatbelt, those are things that are 100% preventable.
Now, when you wrote Scott the ticket, you wrote him, did he have a seatbelt on?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
And did he?
Let's see, Scott, did you have your seatbelt on that time? I believe you did.
All right.
I've never been picked up without, first of all, it's very rare, I want to point that out, very rare that I get picked up for anything, A, just to set the record straight, and B, I've always had my seatbelt on. I think it's flat out nuts.
Your definition of rare is already suspect, though.
in all seriousness, I think it's crazy. I mean, think about it. The stat you just told us, that 58% of fatal accidents, they aren't wearing a seatbelt, tells you you're more likely to die if you get in an accident if you don't have a seatbelt on. So why in the world people wouldn't wear a seatbelt in the name of freedom or anything else is just crazy to me. I mean, I get some people want the ability not to wear it, but the question is, set that aside for a second, why wouldn't you wear it? It's a head scratcher for me.
Yes, definitely.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, what percentage of motorists would you say do not wear seatbelts? We know that obviously when a fatal accident you come upon them, but how about if you just randomly were watching people go by, what percentage don't wear a seatbelt?
I wish I had that number in front of me, but I think it is roughly around an 80-85% compliance rate in North Dakota for wearing your seatbelt. So, yeah. 20-15% of people do not wear their seatbelt.
A question that came in a week or so ago that we promised we'd ask you about had to do with, with conditions of which we've had a fair amount lately of high wind, low visibility, and the fact that a motorist called and said, look, I slow way down when that happens. And what happens is semis blow by me, and then I can't see anything. So I'm actually more likely to get in an accident going slower than I am in trying to go faster. What should I do, was the question. What advice do you have for motorists in that case, where obviously the trucker's got better visibility than the low-profile vehicle does, but if they're going slow, driving to the conditions, they actually can end up in whiteout after whiteout when the semis pass.
Yes, those kind of conditions do happen. Unfortunately, happen more often than not. It's quite frequently. I guess the ultimate advice that I would have is probably not one that they would want to hear, but is to maybe pull over, take an off ramp, sit there for a while. Maybe the snow will clear. Don't put yourself in that position to begin with. I know that's a lot easier said than done, because we do need to travel and we do need to get to where we're going. But there's really nothing, no other good driving advice that I can give other than pulling off the side of the road, taking an off ramp.
And who's in the wrong there? I mean, obviously, it's a little subjective to say drive to the conditions, but if I'm a semi and I could see fine and I've got to get somewhere, and of course we all know the pressures on truckers, right?
Definitely.
From the standpoint of a highway patrolman watching a situation where a motorist might be going 30 on the interstate and the semi's blowing by at 50, 55. Is there somebody in the wrong there?
I don't think there's necessarily anybody in the wrong in that situation. If the motorist in the passenger car thinks that their safe driving condition is 30 miles per hour, 40 miles per hour, and the truck driver, is creeping up around the 55, 60 miles per hour, it's all subjective to what the roadway is at the time, but you do have to drive to conditions. Just because the speed limit is 75 miles per hour on interstate doesn't mean that you can be driving 75 miles per hour all the time, and you can get pulled over for that. So it's something that we all need to be aware of, having a little more courtesy, a little more respect for the other drivers out on the road, and a good reminder to some of the trucks and also the other motorists that are traveling not to give other vehicles a whiteout.
Good advice from Sergeant Thomas Iverson. This is Trooper Talk. We'll continue after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.